the dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long.
Let your dishes sparkle with Boom Sparkle Plus dishwashing liquid.
Good afternoon. It's 13 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the news headline.
To present the news headlines, my name is Rebecca Lungu. Dakam. President Hakainde Hichilema says Africa must take ownership of its health sector, emphasizing the need for vaccine sovereignty and local manufacturing. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Kodaza has called on stakeholders to respect the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, emphasizing that its mandate is firmly anchored in the Constitution. In international news, Iran is ready to consider compromises to reach a nuclear deal with the U.S. if the Americans are willing to discuss lifting sanctions, an Iran minister has told the BBC. That ends the news headline.
Know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kinkata Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
What's the bad day when everything is bright and golden? Bad day. The sun is shining and the mighty morning. Bad day. Without my family in that moment, that day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. And introducing the newest member to the banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
banja. Washing powder, the family detergent.
And we're off. It's a full house tonight. I flew to every pass and every goal. Orders flying in. This is what we call playing the game. And look at that. Another goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screens, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for Business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit dstv.com/business to get started.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Scream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Green it. Just green it.
Doesn't matter big or small.
Chocolate,
chocolate is for all.
Choco sticks, long lasting fun.
Aunt Maggie, you're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing, real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
Your baby.
Baby diapers, soft on skin.
Good afternoon, a lovely good afternoon. I don't know if you can say happy Valentine's. I don't know. And there is this theory, or there is this theory behind Valentine's. Some Christians don't actually celebrate Valentine's, but I mean, it's a month of love and our God is love. But that is not our topic for today. Today we're going to discuss something very interesting, and I hope. Yeah, I hope we'll not be able to, you know, drag people's names on the ground, but we'll be able to just discuss and learn from one another. So today, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm alone in the studio, but I'm not alone. I'm with you, listeners, so we'll be able to interact and learn from each other. So today, the topic for today is quite interesting, because I've noticed this and I've seen this in the Christian, you know, faith. In the Christian community, it's I've seen people indulge themselves in politics, right? Christians, and using our own judgment as believers and our own eyes and ears, we can safely say that some people have been diluted, but. I want to hear from you. That is, I want to hear from you, listeners. Is it possible for a Christian, a devoted Christian, maybe a pastor, an elder, or just a Christian, you know, a Christian who loves God, who's been faithful to God for their lives, for their entire lives, and, you know, they feel the need of joining politics. And you know, they are in politics now, full-time politics, and also they are, you know, balancing Christianity. So my question to you listeners today is, do you think a believer or a Christian can be in politics without his Christianity or her Christianity journey life being diluted or affected? Because I've seen some people, they were upright men, But after them joining politics, sivinaende bwino. Sivari bwino manje weve, ngikala navo manje bakuruku. So I want to get from you.